If you tell me now, Bishleim or Rabbi Meir Lechumro, Rabbi Meir Tak is being Machmir, and he says Yichai, even though you waited a longer period of time, I know they tell me that's good. The Chum say no. Achi Yishoya means to say Adi Shoya delay the Achilles Pras. They hold you only Chai if you did not wait longer than Achilles Pras. But if you wait longer, they hold you Potter. But Eli Yam Yuti, you tell me though. Reb Meir Lekula, Reb Meir was the one that's more nakal. And he was the one that said as long as you wait, you took a break in between, no matter how small, you thought, if so, when the Chum say, for Chumon, the Chum say their shita, they should have said, im shoni boiler, Chum is like they're being more lechumra. They should have said, if you waited. As according to Reb Meir, if you wait any little bit in between, you thought. The Chum say, no, even if you wait up until Achilles Pras, till Yechayif. So they should have said a loshin then, im shoni boiler. So since they don't say that loshin, Elah Shramina, it's a proof then to say that Rabbi Meir Lechumra Shramina, Rabbi Meir Shita Lechumra, Rabbi Meir holds that as long as it would take you to eat these small pieces one after another, if you take a break in between the length of that time, you'll still be chayiv, even though it's more than Achilles Pras. So Rabbi Meir attack is more Lechumra, but Allah is like the Rabbanim, that you only chayiv if you eat it within the time will take you to eat Achilles Pras. If you wait longer, you'll be potter. Now the Messiah says, by fast and by animals in Avela, how long it takes to eat Achilles Pras? If you eat a chaylev or an Avela, yoni chayiv, if you wait the shiur, the Achilles Pras. Of course, that's not the Chom Shita. Rashi says, Chom Avela means, Ochal Shnei Chatsoi Zeisi Chaylev or an Avela. So Yoni Chayiv, if you ate it b'chnei Achilles Pras. Oichlin Tamei, let's say eat food that's Tamei. The loch is if you eat a shear, your body becomes Tamei. Shkotsim Ramoshim Umashkin, Afilo Koloyem Kulim, you eat it the whole day. For the Achilles Pras, also you become Tamei. So we'll soon see what that means to say. Rashi says, Oichlin Tamei, Shear Lisla Sagviya B'chatsi Pras. If you eat the size of a half of a loaf of bread, of food that's tameh, even though a person does not become tameh if he touches oichel's tameh. A person only becomes tameh from an avatuma. So the food is only rishon atuma, so you don't become tameh by touching it. But if you eat it, midirabonin, if you eat the shear of a chatsi pras of food that's tameh, your body becomes tameh. With Rashi Mashkim tameh most, a person is a good revius. If you drink a revius of water that's tameh, midirabonin, your body becomes tameh. Here it says, Afilo kol yom kulei, shoyi b'achilas chati pras. Even if you waited a long time throughout the day, you ate a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, obavad shiyecho kol kezayis kezayis shaboy, b'chtei shi achilas pras. Interesting. As long as you eat kezayis of it, b'chtei achilas pras, even though the pras itself is four beitzim, so that's like eight kezayisim. So, even though you waited in between one kezayis and another kezayis an hour or two, but as long as each kezayis should wait with the achilas pras, it would be metame your body. So Mora says, "Mike, come. What does he mean to say?" Amr Apor says like this. Helchik Kamar. This is what he means to say. Helchik Kamar. Afilo kol ayam kulei. Even if it takes him the whole day to eat this chatsi pras of food that's tamei, still his body becomes tamei. But who shoychol kezayis with the achilas pras? Means you have to eat a kezayis, every kezayis of it, you have to finish within your 2 or 3 minutes. So then you wait between one kezayis and another kezayis, an hour or two, that doesn't make a difference. Since it's only with the rabbanon, this chumrah, your body becomes tummy as long as throughout the whole day you ate a pras worth of this food, this tummy. So Mrs. Mesa, I have a question on this. Well, so see, we slug him up. That's what Rav Noi Omer Shmuel said. Mesa, I have a question. It sounds like this. Kol oichlin mitstarfin lifsel hagviya. All food is tamei. If you eat a little bit of all types of it, they're all mitstarf put together. The chatsi pras, as long as you eat all together, a chatsi pras, that's a half, it's a quarter of a loaf of a bread. A pras is a half a loaf of bread. So a half of that means a quarter of a loaf of bread. You eat the size of a half of a loaf of bread, a quarter of a loaf of bread. Of oichlin tameim, your body becomes tamei. So now, my love doesn't mean to say the ochle lechatzi pras, b'chdei achilas pras. that you have to eat the whole chatzi pras in the shear of the achilles pras, mashmir it all together. So the kashan rav no, it more says no law, it's not the pshat. It means the yochol kizayis kizayis for the achilles pras. That every kizayis of it that you ate, you finish that kizayis within achilles pras. But from the beginning until the end, it could be it took longer you ate it within the whole day. So this one be a kashan on him. Makes for another question, it says like this. Kol oichlim mitzaref l'islas gevi, all type of oichlim tameyim, he got put together to metamo yaguf. If you eat it, b'kechatzi pras, as long as you eat a chatzi pras worth of this food this tamei, but it's a fili b'chtei achilas pras, mashmi, you have to finish the whole chatzi pras, this whole quarter of a loaf of bread, within the sheer reading of achilas pras. Kate, what does that mean to say? Ocha, you ate a little bit of oichlim tamei. The chaz of Yochan, wait a little bit more. It says clearly, im yesh metchilas achila rishayna, from the beginning of the first eating, v'yad seif achila chorana, until the end of the last eating, k'dei achilas pras, you finished it all within these 2 or 3 minutes, how long it takes you to eat 4 eggs worth of food, it's mitzarfin, then your body becomes tamei. But if you waited yesh mikan longer than this, eim mitzarfin. So in this long, here it's clearly the kashan rav noi. Here you see, even for this halacha, when you eat the oichel tameyim, that your body becomes tamei, it's only if you eat the chatzi pras within the shear of kedei achilas pras. This is one, two. This is the tiyufta. But now we go on to explain the whole brisa. Then the brisa goes like this: Lo yitiru lecho pokos mikashir leled v'litvol. Lechatchila, let's say the person ate a chatzi shear of oichel tameyim. So loch with his body does not become tummy unless he eats the whole chatzi pras. So let's say he only ate an eighth of a pras. So loch with, we do not let him go, tell him to go to the mikveh now. And to say like he wants to go to the mikveh now, and we don't tell him to go to the mikveh now. We don't advise him to do it. What's going to be yard of a toll? Let's say he did go down to the mikveh now, viola, and he comes up, vishlimai, and then he finishes off, and the mice, and now he finishes the whole chatzi pras of food. His mitzarfin, he does become tummy. So we don't want him to go to the mikveh because people make mistakes. People think that since he went to the mikveh helps, and really it doesn't. Because since he only ate an eighth, so his body did not become tummy yet. So that mikveh did not help at all. So when he later finishes eating the other eighth, then now together we ate a quarter of a loaf of bread, then he would become tummy. His mistarf. Now, hetiru loy li ubro lecho pochus mikishir. An ubro, pregnant lady, she we let eat of this food tamei, she has a taiva to eat it, we let her eat a pachas mikashir. She's pregnant. And it says with nei asakona. Since if she doesn't eat it, she may get damaged, so therefore we let her eat it. We'll see the moral will explain it later exactly what it means. Why in with nei asakona? Like the Chur, it's with nei asakona, she should be able to eat even much more. So the Gemara later, we'll see the Gemara later. Chur, she should be able to eat even more. Yeah. Then it says, kol hamashkin, mitzarfin listlos brevius, any type of liquid that you drink that's tamei, if together from all the liquid you drank brevius, it's metamei your body, but you have to drink them all b'chtei achilas pras. Ketzad shos, you drank a little bit v'chos v'shos, and you drank more im yesh mitchila shtiyah, from the beginning of the drinking rishonah, from the first order to drink v'yad soiv shtiyah till the end of the last drinking k'dei achilas pras, is mitzarfin, then it is mitzarf. If you waited longer than these 2 or 3 minutes, then aim it starf and it's not mitzarf. So again, you see clearly, even to metami your body, you have to eat and drink it within the shear of the achilles pras. Hutruloi lamagei tomei meis. We say there's a heter. Hutruloi lamagei tomei meis. Let's say this isha that's nursing a kid, if she touched a tomei meis, I mean she touched a person or touched a meis, so she really is only a Rishon L'tuma now. So because the person that touched the mace is the Yava Tuma. When she touches him, she becomes a Rishon L'tuma. So the matter of this mother now, L'honik B'no, to nurse her own child, or B'no Tor, even though the child is drinking this milk, the Chiddush is the kid does not become Tomei. We do not consider the milk that he's drinking Tomeidik milk to Matam his body, but the kid remains Tor. We'll soon see why. That's this Brisa. So where it says now, Ketoni Mies, what do we learn in this Brisa? That im yesh metchila achila rishayna, v'yad seif achila v'chtei achilas pras mitzarev. You see clearly, even to metami your body, you have to eat from the beginning until end, within the shear of these 2 or 3 minutes. is so to Yuchta the Rav Noi, to Yuchta the Kashan Rav Noi, that he says that his din to Metami Yabari, be created throughout the whole day, as long as at each time each Kazayas was Mateh Achilles Pras, but the whole Shia of the Chatsi Pras could be within the whole day, and here it's Mashmano, the whole Chatsi Pras, you have to finish within a Kateh Achilles Pras. This is to Yuchta on Rav Noi. Now, Omar Mar, what we just said before, Lo Yitira Loim, Lecho Pachas Mikashir, Lerri Rebetovel. We do not advise or him, after we ate a Pachas Mikashir, to go to the mikvah. So, where's his mic come? What are you saying? Like, what's wrong if we go to the mikvah? Omri of Yudhokikum, this is what it means to say, Ocha Pachas Mikashir, let's say the person ate less than a Chatsi Pras of Eichot Tomei. So far, his body is not Tomei. Is Lo Yitira Loim with Litzvah. We do not advise him or let him go down to the mikvah. Why? Because Shim Yorad V'Toval V'Yolo, because if he goes down to the mikvah, then he comes up. V'Shlimoy Mitzdarif, that really the din is, now that he's finished off eating the Chatsi Pras, really now his body becomes Tamei. But he'll make a mistake, V'Yos L'Meim, will come to say, Ahani Litzvila Kamais, they'll come to think and say that, no, I'm not Tamei, because I went to the mikvah before. And V'Yen Yudu, he would not know the Loch Riz, that Shein Tfila Elo B'Yachreino, that the tefillah you did in between does not help you, because at that time you were not tummy yet. So really you'll have to make another tefillah. So people should not make mistakes and not go to the mikvah again. We tell them, look at tefillah, not to go down to the mikvah when they only ate a chatzi shir, in order to make sure to know the halacha, that when they do eat another chatzi shir, then they'll have to go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Now, Katoni, what do we learn here also? Hetiru lelubra. If you have a pregnant lady, lecho pokos mikishir. We let eat less than a chatzi pras of oichot tumeya, but ne'a sakona. Because it's a sakona, she has a taiva teeth. If not, it's a sakona. So what's the question? Of ne'a sakona, it's a question, she may die. So then, afilu tubanami. Why only pokos mikishir? It's a question, she may die if she doesn't eat it. She should be able to eat as much as she wants. Afilu tubanami teichel. This is what the Bryce means to say. Hokigatoni. Hutrala liubra pachas mikashir. Period. That we let him no greed less than a shear of a chatzi pras. But afilu tuva mefnei sakona enechanami. But let's say she's v'makim sakona. If she doesn't eat, we're afraid of sakona stafoshes. Then avad she could eat as much as she wants. Then she could even eat tuva. Katoni, what the other Bryce to say? Hetiru lamagatomemes. In the case with the mother. Touch the person, or touch the mace, so the mother becomes a rishon l'tuma. We'll make her with her lohanekes penos. She's allowed to nurse her child. U benot tor, and the kid remains tor. The question is, am I tor? Why is this kid tor? Even after he drinks a revius of this milk, kivun the yonik, since the kid is nursing from the mother, cholav itmalei mecholav, like the milk should become tamei from the mother. If so, the kid is drinking a revius of tummy dick and milk, so the kid should become tummy. Tuchitem, maybe you'll answer me, lo yitzchash, you know the milk, but did not have any heksher. Right, since my says this milk is going into the kid's mouth, so it's like a mashka habol oichel, it's going into the person, so it's considered like an oichel. And it'll only become tummy if it had a heksher. So maybe no water went on this milk yet. Someone says no. I'll tell you, nitzchashe betipo mulechlechas alfiyadat. That around the breast there's always a little bit of milk that comes out first and stays on the breast. That the kid will not suck that milk. So that milk, like, is only called a mashke. It's not going into the kid's mouth. So since it's a mashke, that's huksh lekabel tuma by itself. It doesn't need anything else. So mel all the other milk that passes by becomes huksh because of that first drop. So if all the milk that comes out should be tamei. So the question is, why isn't the kid tamei then? Rav Nachman answers no. Omer Rabba Baravua Sheyonik Betkifachas. That means to say what? The kid was nursed very strong. Lo Yaniach Tipum Lachleches Al Piyadad. That the kid nursed all the milk there. There's not even one drop first on top of the breast. So therefore, all the milk that comes out goes straight into the kid. So all that milk is like going into an oichel. So therefore, it needs a heksher first to kabel tuma. And that oichel was not mekabel, not heksher. So therefore, it would never became tamei. Therefore, the kid's tor. Some of Rav says on this, no. Shtei tshuvos v'dov. I have two questions on this. Chod, the one is, v'kechazina l'pumei d'yenuka t'moli cholof. When you look at the mouth of the kid, we see like the mouth, the lips are full of milk. Where's that milk from? That must be the first drops that stay on the breast.
So the kids, so you see there is such a thing that the first drops come out and stay there. And those drops are not able to go into the kid's body. So therefore, those first drops is called like a mashke. And a mashke does not need a heksher kabatoma. Water becomes tumah without a heksher. So therefore, these first drops do not need a heksher. Therefore, these first drops are matana, all the other liquid, all the other milk that comes out. So still back to the question, why isn't the kid tumah? That's one question. The yoit, secondly, mokom cholov mayinu. That the maitzah, the mother, like she nurses, the milk that comes out is called like a mayin. That it's tummy anyway. And it's tummy even, pakos mikashir, even a mashu should be tummy. Why the Torah learned like this? Cholov isha, the milk that comes out from the mother, metame, that milk is tummy, bein the rotzen, bein shlo the rotzen. Whether she had a mind to nurse, whether she didn't have a mind to nurse. You see, it does need a heksher. It's called like a mayan, like a well, from her, that it becomes tameh, even with a mashu, even without heksher. Now she says, it means to say, this lay, the echad me'mayna isha, to write like a spit. Even a little bit, and the Chur Havmina now is the milk that comes out is like part of her body. So just like she's Tomei, who did the milk automatically is also Tomei. So Zakir Tomei now, the milk is Tor. Vashek and Behemo, and the Behemo nurses, gives off milk. Ain't the Matama el Rotson. Therefore, it's not a Mayan. Therefore, it's only Tomei if you have Rotson. Without Rotson, it's not Huksha Kabutoma. So my love Shlele Rotson means La Nichle. She's not Nichle with nursing. And similar Katanya says Matame. So who you see, you don't need the Heksher altogether on the milk. The milk becomes tummy automatically. It's like Echel Meberes, like one of a body, part of one of the limbs of the body. So again, the kasha is, why isn't the kid tummy? So more says, El Arad Amarav Rosa, like this. Haina time of the Benot Torah. You know why the reason why the kid is still Torah? Because like this. The Sofik Yonik Kishir, Sofik La Yonik. Taka true, the milk of Adar is tummy. But this halacha, if you drink milk or maskin is tummy, you have to drink a revius. So here it's a Sofik if the kid nursed so much milk or not. And even Vim Tim Slaim La Yonik, even if you want to say he did nurse a revius of milk, but still Sofik Yonik of Achilles Pras, Sofik Yonik of Yasim Achilles Pras. The Sofik, whether he drank it within the shear of 2 or 3 minutes or longer. So it's like a sveik sveika, that's why we say the kid is tor. And this tomb is only with the Rabbanan anyway, so the mokum is sveik sveika, we leave the kid, the cheskas is tor, he's still tor. The other one says, Ula Rava, mokum cholov mayin, is it really true what you said before, according to Rava, that when the mother nurses, the milk that comes out is like part of her body, it's like a mayin, like a well of her, is that true? And therefore you want to tell me, like, sorry, heksh, you don't need a heksh from that milk. If you have now learn like this, Ha'isha shenotav cholim adodeh, Ha'isha nurses milk, v'nofel yav a tanner, and it falls into the ear of a tanner, so tana tamei, the tana becomes tamei. The kashtum, we have a question, is v'mayis chasher, like how did the milk become tamei, where was the heksher on the milk? You see, it's not called spam like a mayim, but the milk needs a heksher. V'yom Rav Yechon said, p'tipa mulech lechot, like we said before, p'yadad, that first the milk comes out, stays around the breast. And that's called milk. That's called mashka. So mashka is tummy without a heksher. So that first drop is metam all the rest of the milk that comes out. But like koponim, you see, it's not called like a mayin. It's only called like regular mashka. So good. V'chitzem, maybe you tell me, Rava le sovla k'Rav Yechon. Rava doesn't hold like Rav Yechonon. For the Gemara, v'tani we learned, yes. V'tani we learned. Nimtzei satam, it comes out like this. That really tisha mashkin b'zoiv. An isha or a man that's a zoiv, there are 4 mashkins that comes out of his body. It's like this, hazeya volechas rucha, the sweat that comes out of the body, or the bad odor, the bad srich, also some juice that comes out, vareya, the junk, the waste that comes out, teru miklum. Those things are talking for you today. There's no shaykh of the tumor at all. What about the moiseno, the tears, the damagafta, the blood that comes out from a wound, or else for cholov, so clearly, for cholov isha, or else isha, then the milk comes out.